Well, now we get to some interesting stuff. The law of sin and death. Romans 8:2 says, "For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus made me free from the law of sin and death." What's the law of sin and death? The flesh is incurably sinful unto death. Let me tell you something about the law of sin and death. That sinners will die, and you're going to sin. Your flesh will sin. With the flesh, the law of sin. Your flesh will always obey the law of sin if you let your flesh speak. Or you can call it the flesh, you can call it the natural man. But you've got to stop trusting in your flesh to do the right thing. You see, Nick Pickish used to say, I can resist anything but temptation. And we used to laugh, and then we changed our mind about laughing and decided that was scary. But there's truth in that applicable to the flesh. Your flesh can resist anything but temptation. If you're going off donuts, no use spending the day at Dunkin' Donuts. Because you're going to grab a couple. You're going to grab a couple because of the... Why? How do I know that? Don't you trust me? You'd be amazed how many people in their pride say, "Don't you trust me?" Shall I answer that? No. You can't go up to your thighs in water where there's sharks there and not expect to get bitten sooner or later. See, just because you got away with it today doesn't mean you're going to get away with it tomorrow. I had a man in my church in California back in the 60s who was an alcoholic. I mean, a bum in the street. His wife was a member of my church. And she'd come weeping over her husband because her and the kids would find him literally lying in the gutter outside the house, face down, dead drunk, all the time. Or the police would call, or the bar would call, or someone would bring him home and throw him in the door, and they'd put him to bed, and he'd be back doing it again right away. And he wanted to kill me. She said, "My husband wants to get together with you and kill you. He doesn't believe in Christianity, and he's mad with me for coming to church." And you know, as time went by, not that much time in her prayers, this man one day said, I'll come once. And he came. Then after that, he set up an appointment and we visited. I came to his home and he was born again and he was baptized. He changed completely. He never had to touch another drink again. And he, months and months after this, and we were all so proud of him, you know, it's like a trophy. God did this for this man. Six months later, we were somewhere in his car, and he opened the trunk, and there was a bottle of whiskey lying in his trunk. And I said, "What's that doing there?" "Do you remember his name, Lorraine?" I said, "What's that doing?" He said, "Well, I'll tell you why that's there. That's because I've been saved, and I know I don't have to give into it anymore, and I can resist it." And I said, "You're mad." He kept that bottle of whiskey in the trunk. You know, there came a day, months later, when that man took that bottle, and he was back in the ditch, face down in the mud, back to where he started, just like he'd never been born again. That's the law of sin and death. That's the law of sin and death. You don't get away with sin. I don't care if it's a respectable sin like a rotten attitude or a terrible sin like murder or rape. You still don't get away. You sow to your flesh, you will of the flesh reap corruption. And one of these days, that sorry attitude that you've been carrying around is going to be a part of your way of life. Was the flesh just like that? Then you've got to battle out of that thing. And that brings me to the next law. Because what do I do with the law of sin and death? You've completely discouraged me.